Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, April 4th, 8 a.m. 51,858 head will be on offer. You can watch on YouTube, SLA TV, live stream, or on Dish Network Channel 997, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can view the catalog online at SuperiorLivestock.com. For questions, give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 45th annual production sale, Saturday, April 6th at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,100 registered Angus bulls and females and bred commercial females. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join Gardner Angus Ranch near Ashland, Kansas, Saturday, April 6th or online at liveauctions.tv or bid.superiorlivestock.com. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more.
Well, in the eastern half of the U.S., a rare emergence of both 13-year and 17-year-old periodical cicadas will begin as early as April, and eastern Oklahoma is going to notice those loud insects. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with Wyatt Hoback, a professor in the Oklahoma State University's Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology, about this unique event and what people should know in Oklahoma.
All over the news is this idea that a rare event is going to happen in 2024. And that rare event is periodical cicadas coming out. Someplace in the United States, just about every year, a periodical cicada brood emerges. So it's a large number of cicadas in a relatively small area. And there are two basic types of cicadas. There's 13-year periodical cicadas and 17-year periodical cicadas. They're named that because it takes 13 years or 17 years of living underground before these cicadas will come to the surface and fly around and make noise and be adult cicadas.
This year, eastern Oklahoma will be seeing the 13-year periodical cicadas, which we last saw back in 2011.
So 2011, we had these periodical cicadas showing up in eastern Oklahoma. So they just barely get into the state in both the southeast around Broken Bow and in the northeast, kind of on the border with Arkansas. So these cicadas will come out, do their thing for about 3 weeks, and then you won't see them again for 13 more years.
To hear the complete conversation between Reagan Kalk and Wyatt Hoback, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, U.S. employers report challenges in finding suitable job candidates with work-ready skills to fill open roles in the agri-food industry. AgCareers.com surveyed those employers to gain deeper insights into the skills that they're looking for and that they identify the most significant skill gaps in the workforce. Employers ranked problem-solving and decision-making as the most necessary skills for all employees, followed by organization and planning skills and, of course, teamwork. Problem-solving and decision-making also identified as areas with the most significant gap for both current employees and new graduate hires. Only 18% of U.S. employers said the new graduate hires were adequately prepared with work-ready skills upon hire, whereas about 76% said experienced new hires were equipped with those skills. Survey data also examined industry-specific skills required for employee success, such as sustainability, data science, and food science. Results indicate the biggest knowledge needs were in agronomy and precision agriculture, along with animal sciences. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl, coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl, with a great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to OkieCotton.com. Once again, that's OkieCotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.